all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah!
Like double dog dare ya!
That really works!
Oh, yeah.
Has a Christmas story taught us nothing about licking? Seriously. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Raven's on vacation. Producer Christian, that is a clip from the iconic scene in A Christmas Story where Flicker decided that he was going to stick his tongue to the metal pole and it got stuck.
Terrible idea.
It's been around for a long time. Now, here's what I do know. You're not supposed to lick things. And the more people lick things recently, the more it gets them in trouble and in jail. So we've been talking over the week about people licking ice cream and putting them back in the refrigerators at the grocery stores. It's been happening all over the place. And these people have been charged with, like, felonies, right?
Yeah, up to 20 years in prison. So if you're thinking about doing it, don't.
Okay. How about this trending story this morning?
Uh-huh.
A 10-year-old girl licked the tongue depressor at her doctor's office and then put it back in the jar. It gets better. Time out.
Okay.
The mom filmed it, shared it on Snapchat, then put it on Facebook. That is all I need to know about you.
That's unbelievable.
Now she's being charged with a felony. Here she is talking about it.
I had just been waiting a long time. I was not thinking. I was just being silly with my kids. If I could go back and change it, I definitely would.
Yeah, I would think so.
It's amazing how felony prison time can make you change your tune.
That's all I need to know about you. Like, why would you do that? I get it. When you go to a doctor's office, you wait a long time. It gets frustrating. But are you kidding?
Right.
But like, what?
Just play a game where you throw the Q-tips into the garbage or something.
Right.
Like, you know, play... I don't know. Just, like, play with...
Don't lick the tongue depressors and then put it back into the jar. How about we start with that?
Don't do anything that will get you arrested.
Listen, if we've learned anything this week, it's stop licking things and then putting it back for other people.
Keep your tongue in your mouth, you filthy animals.
If you decide that you're going to lick something and put it back, that is all I need to know about you.
Yes, yeah. 100%.
Okay.
If you're one of the people that says they would return the money that fell out of the back of the armored truck in Atlanta, that is all I need to know about you. You are all liars.
Oh, I would return it.
No.
Yes, I would.
If you found 10 grand on the side of the road, you're telling me you wouldn't keep that?
Immediately to the police department.
You're a better person than I am.
I'm a rule follower. I believe in karma. I feel like, because here's what's going to go through my head because I'm a crazy person.
Right.
Somebody that really needs this money lost it.
Mm-hmm.
And now that poor person is probably going to be homeless and terrible things are going to happen to them if I take it. If I take it, bad things will now happen to me. So I need to do what's right and I need to return it. That's my mentality that goes through my head. I don't know why I don't have the other mentality where I can just be $10,000 richer.
Exactly. That's exactly what I would do. So that is all I need to know about you.
Yeah.
But you're a nicer person than I am, clearly.
You want to chime in too? Call us 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. If you have a bumper sticker on your car, what does it say?
Well, bumper stickers.
Right. Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. Raven's on vacation. So, producer Christian, I've been obsessed with stickers on cars lately because,
right.
You know, when I was growing up in the 80s and 90s, it was popular. People had them all the time.
I'm sure.
You don't probably remember this time, but there was a moment in the 90s when I was in high school where people used to get big stickers and they would put them across the top of their windshields.
That seems way too much.
Right. My cousin had one that said, "Holla back." It was very popular back
yes.
then. Right.
Gwen Stefani, shout out.
Yeah. So here's the thing that I've been wondering. It's like, do people still put bumper stickers on their car? And when they do, why do they do it and what motivates them to do it? I put my first, it's not a sticker, it's a magnet.
Okay.
Which I feel like is the 2019 version of a bumper sticker.
Right, that's fair.
And it's the Maryland Crabs, like, logo.
Oh, okay.
And the only reason why I did that is because Ocean City, Maryland is my happy place.
Right,
so, like,
right, right.
My husband looked at me like I was insane when I bought it. He's like, "What are you going to do with that?" And he's like, "You're not going to put that in the car, are you?" And I'm like, "Listen," and I tell you, every time I look at it, it makes me smile because makes me think of my happy place.
Right.
But I've been like paying close attention to the people that still do put things on their car because it's not that often that you see it that much anymore like we did years ago.
Yeah, I feel like my generation, the mid-20-year-olds, we don't do that.
Right.
Like, we don't, all my friends don't do it at all.
Right. But I saw yesterday a car, you know how people put like, the 13.1 when they ran half a marathon, or the 26 point whatever it is for
bragging,
a full marathon,
right,
things
sure.
that I would never actually do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I could drive that. I can't run it.
No. So somebody had a 0.0, which
that's
made
funny.
Me giggle.
That's good.
Like, I was like,
that.
Oh, I get it. Like, you're unathletic. Cool. It's a good thing you're bragging about that on your car.
I never thought I'd have something in common with you, but all right, guy.
But the reason why I bring this up, too, is this morning I was driving to work, and I was behind the slowest pickup truck, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. And then I looked at the bumper sticker, and you'll never believe what it said.
Uh-oh.
It's just all it said was, you should have left earlier. That's what it said. Can you imagine?
He's not apologizing for anything.
No, and all I kept thinking was, what? Like, this guy. Like, that's what you decide that when you... Because people are going to judge you based on what you put on your car,
oh,
right?
For sure. Absolutely.
And that's what you picked? You should have left earlier?
That's just a feeling of dread when you see that just, oh, no.
I mean, like, are you purposely driving 7 miles underneath the...
This guy's not going to break 45 on the highway.
So out of, like, curiosity, I went to Amazon and I searched their most purchased bumper stickers.
Okay.
Because I want to see what, like, in the country, what are people buying?
I got to see this.
Number one... Please be patient, student driver.
Okay.
That makes sense to me.
Fair. Still fills me with rage when I'm behind one, but that's okay.
And then number two and three are both political. Number two is any functioning adult 2020. And number three is Trump 2020.
Well, there you go.
Which kind of says a lot about our political climate. But I'm just curious. 1-800-330-9999. If you have a bumper sticker on your car, what does it say? And what does it say about you? Give us a call now. I've been fascinated with bumper stickers lately because I've been seeing them on cars. And it makes me think, when you make a commitment to putting something like that on your car and telling the world what you believe in,
right?
That's bold, you know?
It's pretty permanent, those bumper stickers.
Yeah, Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Raven is out. So this morning I saw one. I was stuck behind this pickup truck that was super slow. And all it said was, you should have left earlier. And I was like, dude.
No.
What, are you kidding? Like, you legit? That's what you put in the back of your car when you're driving 7 miles under the speed limit?
Oh, no.
But 1-800-330-9999. If you have a bumper sticker on your car, what does it say? Hey, it's Anna and Raven. You have one?
Hey, Anna, I do. But it's on my window, but it is a bumper sticker.
And what does it say?
You're going to love it. It says dog. And underneath it says, because people suck.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
It is.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you do. Have a great day, Anna.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Do you have a bumper sticker on your car?
Well, I just bought a bumper sticker that I'm thinking about putting on my car.
What is it?
I don't know. So it says bunny love on it with a little picture of a bunny.
And is it because you love bunnies?
I love bunnies. I work for a rabbit rescue group. And yes, I love bunnies. I even... sell their poop for manure.
Like, but do you think by putting the bumper sticker of the bunny on your car that people will assume it's some kind of Playboy reference?
Oh, God. I never thought of that.
Right. See, that's what I mean. When you put bumper stickers on your car, you have to figure, how are people going to determine what that says about you?
Oh, my gosh. I never thought of that.
Well, yeah. Just be careful because you don't want any lewd comments or weird gestures while you're sitting at a red light. I'm just warning you because I'm a realist.
Oh, my God. That is a very valid point.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you. I'm at a loss now. I think maybe I should not put it on my car.
Right. Oh, I'm so bad. I'm so sorry. I've influenced you negatively when all you want to do is love bunnies. What is wrong with me?
Right.
Thank you for the call.
Okay.
Have a great morning. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You too.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What's the bumper sticker that you have on your car?
Mine is very simple. It says, my brakes are good. Want to find out?
Is that because you want for people that trail you a little bit too closely?
It is exactly for that. I do a lot of driving for my job, and I would consider myself to be a fast driver. So, you know, if I'm going 15, 20 miles above the speed limit and you're still on me, I mean, that's really all I need to know about them. So,
all right.
You know.
I like what you did there. Thank you so much for the call. But you know what that says about you? It says, I have road rage issues. You know that. That's clearly what that says.
I kind of, yeah. A little bit, sometimes.
That's what I thought. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What does your bumper sticker say?
It says, elect the clown, expect a circus.
I'm not supposed to go political, but thank you very much. It says a lot about what you believe in.
Sure does.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What does your bumper sticker say?
It says baby on board.
That makes sense. Like, but did you get one of those cool new ones where the baby is dressed like a rapper, or is it just a straight old school baby on board?
Just old school baby on board, and it's a magnet.
All right. I'm into that. I've been debating whether I should get one for myself, but then when the baby's not in the car and I'm driving like a maniac, I don't want people to judge me. So
yeah. That's why it's a magnet, so I can take it off.
That's smart. I mean, that's genius. Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it.
Producer Christian, are you ready for me to ask you a very uncomfortable question?
Oh, boy. I guess. Let's hear it.
Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. Do you have a favorite parent? Just be honest, because this is all we do here. That's what we have to be honest.
No, I love both of them equally.
That seems like the stock answer that most people would say. And I can tell by your face that that's not true.
This is very uncomfortable.
Why are you biting your tongue? Why are you biting your lip?
You know, you don't want to make anybody mad. You really, you know, everybody thinks that they have, you know, a great connection with their kids and everything like that. You just don't want to make your parents mad. I mean, after all, they're your parents. You know, it's 50-50. It takes two to tango.
It's not necessarily true. According to this new research, over 50% of people say they do, in fact, have a favorite parent.
And which side do they lean towards?
Moms are three times more popular than dads.
I could see that.
I mean, there's...
I could see that.
So I do this to my daughter all the time, me and my husband, because we're bad people. Like, we'll be like on road trips and like bored, and she like won't stop talking, and all of a sudden we'll look at her, but who do you love more, mommy or daddy?
Gets her to shut up right quick.
Right. And then she always says, like, I love you the same. Like, no, you don't. And then we always do the same. I mean, we could not be worse. If you had to choose who to live with, mommy or daddy, like, who would you? And then she starts like thinking about it. She starts talking it out. She's like, well, mommy's a better cook. But daddy would let me spend more time on my computer. So it's funny, right? How, like, when you listen to a 10-year-old trying to figure it out.
Oh, man. As a 23-year-old, I would have no idea who I would want to live with now.
Yeah,
no idea.
That's the crazy part. First of all, you should not do that to your children. But if you do, it's interesting to hear their responses.
Right. If you're the parent that, you know, that gets loved the least, it's always like, okay.
Right. What I tell my daughter subliminally, I always say to her, you know, a mommy's love for her kids is the greatest love of all. I always say that to her a lot.
Right.
So in her head, nobody loves her more than me.
Right, exactly.
So she has to.
Well,
I have
daddy's
to
love is obviously like less than mommy's, because that's the greatest thing. So I don't know.
But moms, I bet you can relate to this, because here's another interesting stat from this study. The survey found that a lot of us switch allegiances through our life twice. So what it says is that we start out liking mommy more, which makes sense, because when you're little, you cling to your mama, you know?
Right, fair.
But then a third of us go over to dad's side by age 13, which I can get, because I'm starting to get to the point where, like, the teenage years, she's a tween, and I'm going to lose my mind.
I have two younger sisters, and I can say that there was a time that both of them liked my dad more than my mom.
Exactly, because the moms are kind of on top of them. And again, this is very stereotypical. It's not the same in every family,
it's just a story. Like, come on. Yeah.
And that usually lasts a few years, and then they switch back to mom after age 20.
That's so strange.
But it's so true, because, like, in those rebellious years, it's like you and your mom, I think, go head-to-head on a lot of things.
Right.
And then, like, once you get older, you realize how much you need her and how much you love her, and then switch back and forth. But it is uncomfortable to talk about, to say, like,
very.
Right, I love my mommy more. I love my daddy more.
Right.
I am one of those people that love my parents equally.
Yes, I do as well.
Right, that's what we say, because what else are you going to say?
Right, exactly.
So, if you're in the car right now, you can look over at your child and be like, listen, who do you love more?
It's a fun game to play.
Oh, yeah, real fun.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Sharon and Steven joining us together this morning. Sharon, let's start with you. What's going on?
We have our annual summer vacation planned, and we're going to Hershey Park. The land of chocolate.
Yeah.
And I have it all planned out. The kids are excited. And I want to stay at the Hershey Park Hotel. It's $700 a night. And Steve doesn't want to stay there. He has a totally different plan in mind. I like the idea of the hotel. The kids will like the idea of the hotel. And I feel that all the amenities related to the hotel will be good for the kids.
$700 a night?
Well, it is Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I get it. It's Hershey. It's an attraction, but that's a lot of money.
And Steve wants to go camping. And I'm not opposed to camping, totally. Although Steve, the kids, and I are all high maintenance. But
camping to me would be if we're going to Delaware Water Gap and there isn't anything else going on. But if we're going to Hershey Park, I think we should stay with all the amenities of the hotel, no matter what the cost is. It's our one vacation. And if the kids are miserable, we'll be miserable. And it'll be an ongoing grumpy theme.
Wait, now the campgrounds are run by Hershey, right? It's part of the organization. It's like the Hershey campgrounds.
It is.
All right, Stephen, what do you think about this? Although I can probably guess.
Well, I think you can tell right off the bat that $700 a night is ridiculous.
I mean, for Hershey Park?
For Hershey Park. You know, chocolate's great, but, you know, not that great. I've never gone camping. The family's never gone camping. So I figured that would be an excellent opportunity and cost effective.
How much does it cost to camp on the site?
It's less than $200 a night.
Still expensive. Less than $200 to camp. All right. Well, what we do is we ask our audience, and it's a straight vote. This is your only vacation you're taking this summer?
Only vacation. And let's face it, if the kids are grumpy, it's not going to be a vacation. And they are not into this.
All right. And how many nights are you going?
Two.
It's only two nights. This is the only time you're going away this summer. So Hershey Hotel, do it up all lavish, or rough it, go camping, even though you know the kids aren't really into it and you guys are high maintenance. We're going to let our audience decide. You guys are 100%. You're going to do whatever they say, right?
Right.
I'm game.
Okay, 1-800-330-9999. This will be fun. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. We're in the Honda of Westport Couples Court. This is a straight vote. It's really interesting. They're going to Hershey. They're only going for two nights. Keep that in mind. It's their only vacation of the summer. She wants to stay at the Hershey Hotel, which is the high-end hotel, $700 a night. And he says, hey, listen, let's go camping. It'll be more fun. Keep in mind, they admit that they've never gone camping and they're really high maintenance if they've never done anything like that. But it's extremely cost effective. It's under $200. She says it's our only vacation. Why don't we do it right and make the kids happy? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven.
Oh, I'm on the husband's side. $700 a night is ridiculous. What are they, the Kardashians?
Well, I almost didn't believe it, and then I went to the Hershey site to look myself, and it's legit. That's how much they're charging. Isn't that insane?
There is a boatload of hotels. I go to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania every year. There's a boatload of hotels right next to Hershey Park for $100, $125 a night. $700 a night? Who's going to show up there?
Well,
oh, my God.
I mean, they must be selling the rooms if it's that much. All right, thank you for the call.
That better be made out of chocolate.
Well, they do, I believe, leave those delicious Hershey Kisses on your pillow. But, I mean, I get it. It's part of the experience. But what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. It's a straight vote this morning on the Honda of Westport Couples Court. They're going to Hershey two nights. It's their only vacation of the summer. She wants to stay at the Hotel Hershey. Always wanted to stay there. High-end, lavish, $700 a night. He says, why don't we try camping? She says, we've never even been camping before. The kids don't want to go camping, but it's significantly cheaper. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven.
Hi, good morning. Well, let me first start out by saying I personally am not a camper. I actually despise it. So I'm naturally on the woman's side. But I also think that I didn't catch if they were going sooner rather than later. But it's way too hot to camp at this time of year. Give his family a nice, relaxing vacation for two nights. You'll have restaurants on site, nice bathroom. I say her side.
I'm torn because $700 seems so astronomical for me to be in Pennsylvania. But I also know that you could not pay me to go camp right now. So I'm not really sure what
go.
The right answer is. All right, thank you for the call. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side because I've been to Hershey five times with my kids. We stay at the Holiday Inn Express. They had a great time. There's so much to do at Hershey. Why would you spend $700 a night for a room that you're going to put your head down on the pillow and go to sleep? I think it's insane.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Camping. I go there every year. I'm actually going this weekend, and we go camping with the kids.
And they enjoy it?
They enjoy it. They have so many things for the kids to do there. They have foam parties, dance parties. They have outdoor movies. And they have a shuttle to Hershey Park.
They have a foam party like when you're in Cancun?
For the kids, yes.
Oh, all right.
They give it up for them.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Steven, our audience agreed with you. It'll be an adventure, literally, to go camping.
Of course they did. That is what I'm talking about. The audience knows.
Well, I wish the audience would come because it's going to be a nightmare.
But here's the thing. The thing, Sharon, is that if you don't play along and act excited for the kids, they're going to follow your lead and be miserable. So you have to put on a brave face and be like, I can't wait to go camping at Hershey Park and to sleep outside with the bugs. Okay?
What she said.
Yay! Not the first time I've played this role.
All right. Well, guys, we should have fun. And if anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescourt@star999.com. Nathaniel Whipple and his wife decided to take their jet skis from Connecticut all the way down to Florida. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Okay, so explain to me, when you say to your wife, hey, I got an idea. Let's jump on our jet skis and from Connecticut go all the way down to Florida. How does she react to that and then actually do it?
Well, anybody who knows me knows they know me from my wild antics. So she kind of half believed me. And then after I explained it to her and how we could do it, she goes, okay, well, if you're going to go, I'm coming with you. It wasn't quite the response I guess you'd expect from most people, but my wife's pretty cool. So.
Well, I would imagine, like, she has to be down for your antics. If that, you know, what's she going to say? All right, you're on your own. See you. Don't drown. Of course she's going to come with you.
Yeah.
So how long did it take for you on these jet skis to go all the way down to Florida?
So we left the Saturday before the 4th of July, and then we got back, we got down there, the Friday after the 4th of July.
So about 7 days, 6-7 days.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, how do you prepare for this? Like, do you just all of a sudden you're like, hey, it's a nice day, let's go, and you just jump on your jet skis and go?
No, you have to be pretty methodical about the whole thing. So we started going to the gym 6 months beforehand. We were really trained core areas that we use on the jet ski, like our back, our legs, and our forearms. So we started in the gym about 6 months prior, and then we started doing a lot of research on what type of skis to buy. And then after that, we just kept going down with what type of GPSs, how far we can go on fuel, change our diet plan. And then the closer we got, we started doing practice runs out in the water. So we would go out about 3 days a week, and we would go out and ride just to see how the skis felt and everything else, so we could really prepare for what we're about to go do.
Nathaniel Whipple and his wife decided to take their jet skis from Connecticut all the way down to Florida. He's joining us this morning. That's pretty crazy when you think about it, because like you think like you just jump on a jet ski and go, but it involved a lot, like a lot of preparation to do it.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people think that riding jet skis out in the ocean is just a fun, easy thing. It's fun, but it's not very easy sometimes because it's very physically demanding.
Right, because with all the preparation and the working out, like, what about chafing? Were you at some points, like, you couldn't even walk because your thighs were so bruised?
No, actually. We were in pretty good shape as far as chafing goes. We wore full-body jumpsuits all the way down, so that wasn't a big issue for us.
And did you stop to, like, eat and drink and, like, sleep, or what, did you just go? How does that work?
So we would leave right as the sun came up. So as soon as we could see, we were on the water riding, and we were on the water from about 5 in the morning till about 2 to 4 in the afternoon, depending on the weather. And we would stop between 4 and 5 times a day for fuel and food.
Right, because for jet skis, you could only go like 50 miles before you run out of gas. That's a lot of gas stops.
It was 31 in total.
Well, how much did you spend on gas to ride your jet ski down to Florida?
It was about $2,100.
I mean, you could have flew 10 times.
We could have drove a Hummer with a 1-inch hole drilled in the tank and been more fuel efficient.
But you want to know what? You carry the like prestigiousness now that you're one of, what, only 10 men to ever do this, and your wife is the first woman, right?
As far as I know, that's correct, yes.
Well, congratulations to you. I love it. You had a zany idea, you planned for it, and you did it. And now you can just talk about it for the rest of your life. It's pretty awesome.
Yep, and we're going to Canada next year.
Oh, that's fantastic. But let me ask you a question. At any point, did your wife turn to you and say, I'm going to kill you for making us do this?
No, but on the fourth day, she said, you're not sick of this yet? And I said, nope, we're going to keep going. And she hung in there.
She's a better woman than I am, I'll tell you that, Nate. Thank you for taking the time this morning, and congratulations to you both.
All right, thank you.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
I am the smartest man alive!
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
That Hansel's so hot right now.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Get to the chopper!
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Carl, can you please ask
ask Christian to leave the room.
Christian, please leave the room.
All right. Good luck, Carl.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, Carl, you know, Raven's on vacation, so this doesn't go against his score, but what you can do is be Christian so I can give you that $100 gift card to Little Pub, okay?
That'd be awesome.
All right, he's out in the hallway. He can't hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Christian, but if you could beat him, we'll give you that $100 gift card. You ready?
All right, I'm ready.
Number 1, Miley Cyrus shared that her pet pig, Bubba Sue, has passed away. Who is Miley married to?
Oh. Yeah, not Billy Ray.
Right, because that's her dad. Number 2, New Canaan-born actress Katherine Heigl will star in Netflix's 10-episode Firefly Lane adaptation. What medical drama did she play Izzy Stevens?
Absolutely no idea. I apologize.
That's all right. Number 3, Ed Sheeran dropped his new album, Number 6 Collaboration Project. What country is he from?
Ireland.
Number 4, nearly 70% of Americans say they'll pay for Disney Plus, the new Disney streaming service. Who is the Little Mermaid Ariel's father?
Poseidon? I don't know.
And number 5, Madonna's love letter from Tupac will hit the auction block and could be yours for up to $100,000. What actor did she marry in 1985? It was her first husband.
I don't know. I got all 5 wrong.
All right, Carl, let me bring Christian in. Okay. Let me wave on.
Oh, this is horrible.
Okay, how do you do?
Carl didn't get any right.
Oh, man, Carl. All right, man. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Yep.
We're going to get the booby prize.
Yeah. All right, number 1, Miley Cyrus shared that her pet pig Bubba Sue has passed. Who is Miley married to?
Oh, Liam Hemsworth.
You have already beat Carl. Okay.
All right. Go me.
Yeah. Number 2, New Canaan-born actress Katherine Heigl will star in Netflix's 10-episode Firefly Lane adaptation. What medical drama does she play Izzy Stevens?
Ooh, wait. Okay. Grey's Anatomy.
That is correct.
Oh, I almost went with ER.
All right. Number 3, Ed Sheeran dropped his new album, Number 6 Collaboration Project. What country is he from?
He is from Ireland?
No, he is from England.
Ah!
All right, number 4, nearly 70% of Americans say they'll pay for Disney Plus, the new Disney streaming service. Who is the Little Mermaid's Ariel's father?
Oh, King Triton.
King Triton is correct.
Yeah.
And number 5, that's because you're 5 years old and you just watched that movie last week. Number 5, Madonna's love letter from Tupac will hit the auction block and could be yours for $100,000. What actor did she marry in 1985? It was her first husband. You have no idea.
Who was big in 1985?
Who was big in 1985? Is that a real thing that you just said?
Okay. Who was big in 1985? Patrick Swayze. I don't know.
No, it was Sean Penn.
Sean Penn?
Although
all
you're right. He was big in 1985.
All right.
All right. I'm sorry, Carl. Christian beat you 3-0 this morning.
This is Carl, and I cannot beat Christian.
Well, thank you for trying, kind of. I appreciate it. I'm kidding. Thank you so much. Okay, make sure you're listening at 5:30 today to the cheat sheet. I'll give you the first 2 answers to Monday's 5 pop culture questions. Maybe then we can take them down.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Star 99.9.
Tell me something good is powered by Walnut Hill Community Church. I love this story. A dad in Ohio has spent 2 years and $30,000 building a baseball field in his backyard after his 3-year-old son asked him to.
Wow, that's like Field of Dreams.
It's exactly what it's
that's
like.
That's amazing.
Yeah, here he is talking about it.
He asked me, he goes, Dada, can we have a baseball field in the backyard? And I kind of blew him off. And then a couple days later, I was thinking about it, and I went on and did some measuring. And the next thing I'm having trees removed and then a hill removed, and now there's a baseball field here. You should have seen his face light up when they put the clay down and the red top dressing. I mean, he just lit up. It was great.
It's so fun.
I love what you first said. I blew him off. Like, I'll get back to you at my earliest convenience.
That's like it's like my daughter hated every time. She's like, can we get a unicorn as a pet? I'm like, yeah, next week we'll go look at the pet store for one. Like, what? No.
Hey, Dad, can I have $30,000? Like,
right.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Can you build me an exact replica of the Magic Kingdom castle in the backyard? Sure, honey.
Sure, right now.
Yeah,
you don't need
to
go to college. It's fine.
No, this guy absolutely did it. And he's going to open it up to the community if they want to use it, too.
Oh, that's
outstanding.
Which is
fantastic. And you know what this reminds me of?
What's that?
I don't know if you remember, but do you... Tucker West. So Tucker West is a member of the U.S. Luge Olympic team.
Okay.
And he's from Richfield here in Connecticut. And his dad, who's we've had on the show several times during Olympic season, he built a 485-foot wooden luge in his backyard in Richfield.
That's unbelievable.
Because his son wanted to do the luge, and he was like... Yeah, I'll make one.
Yeah.
And I'll just do it. And then look what happened. His son ended up making it to the Olympics and is still competing, I believe.
That's incredible. That is incredible. It's always one thing like, oh, just to, you know, I want to inspire you. I want to keep doing what you're doing. No, I'm going to literally build you like a baseball field, or I'm going to build you a luge. Like, let's do this.
It's a lot of pressure now. Like, you're 3 and your dad just made you a baseball field.
He's like, hey. No pressure. I just spent $30,000 on this. You're making it to the major leagues.
In 2 years, he's like, Daddy, can I have a soccer field?
And he's just like, no! You're going to play on this baseball field.
All right, we always want to hear your good news here at Star 99.9. 1-800-330-9999. Dana and Raven, tell me something good.
Hi, Anna. I have 2 good news. A friend of mine's let me to go pick blueberries. He has a lot of blueberry bushes in his yard. He's let me go pick blueberries today. And my son is going into his 3rd year of college as a B+ student. He's going to make it. I think he's going to finish that degree.
He's going to get there. B+ is pretty impressive going into his 3rd year. That's going to be proud for a mom. And plus, picking blueberries on a beautiful day in the summer is pretty much the best, right?
Yes. And you know what, Anna? I'm the same height as you, 5'2".
Well, I don't know if I would agree that that's tell me something good, but yes, us shorties got to stick together. You want to share your good news? We always want to hear it. You can call us at 1-800-330-9999. And hey, tell us something good.